You've got to fire everyone who's chronically late. You heard me. You've got to fire them. Get them out of your organization because being late is a cancer that leads to other things. You want to know more about this? Join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo. This is the show that takes you inside business sales. Today, I'm talking to sales managers. You have to fire everyone who's chronically late. I'll tell you a story to back up my point, and I'm going to share with you five reasons why people who are chronically late need to be removed from your organization as soon as possible. I was working with a private investigator, and this private investigator was formerly, let's put it this way, he was in the intelligence services for the United States. And this person was undercover for years and years and years. And I went to meet with him, and I show up for every meeting at least 15 or 20 minutes early. And I showed up, and he was already there. I was 20 minutes early, he was already there. Second meeting I had with him, I showed up 30 minutes early, and he was already there. Third meeting I had with him 45 minutes early, and he was already there. So finally, I sat down with him and I laughed and I said to him, you know, I thought I was the only person on the planet that arrived for meetings here in Miami, Florida, 45 minutes early or 30 minutes early or even 15 minutes early. You see, in Miami, people are naturally just 20 minutes late all the time. And they say it's a cultural issue because there are numerous cultures here in Miami and other cultures don't take time as seriously as Americans do. I don't believe that. I think it's a habit people have allowed to become pervasive in society. So one of the things I share with my clients all the time is you have to be on time. Never, ever be late. So when I said this to my client, I can't believe that you're here earlier than I am consistently. Where does that come from? He said, Dave, when you're in intelligence services like I was, and you're meeting with operatives who are undercover and you're undercover, if you're late, someone could discover the person standing on the corner and recognize him or her as somebody they saw somewhere else, and that person could end up dying as a result of it. So in the intelligence services here in the US, we have an expression, and that's, when you're late, someone dies. So that's the gravity the intelligence community places on being on time. This person went on to tell me that he viewed being on time as being 15 minutes early and being early as being 30 minutes early. So he was always going to be at least 15 minutes early. And I said, well, people give me the excuse all the time about traffic. And he says, I plan for traffic. He said, so every meeting I schedule, I give myself at least an hour buffer on the front end. So I'm always at least 15 minutes early. Now, what does this mean for you? And why do I want you to fire everyone who's late? I don't want you to fire somebody if they're only late one time. My team knows that I have a three-strike rule, and it's three strikes lifetime. It's not three strikes a week, three strikes a year, three strikes lifetime. You can be late up to three times with me, but by the third time, you're gonna get fired, and there are five reasons why. Number one, when you're late, bad things happen. As my client illustrated in that story, if he was late meeting an intelligence operative, they could be outed and shot or killed or kidnapped or tortured. So in business, if you're late, bad things happen as well. I'll give you an example. I was doing a real estate deal with a huge developer, and it was either my company that was going to sign an agreement for the entire building. We're going to take down, it was a small building, 25 units in this building, and we were going to be able to house a program that would raise over $7 million in revenue for us in the corporate housing business. And if I didn't sign that building up, I knew one of my competitors might. So my competitor was angling for this deal the whole time. I was 20 minutes late getting to this deal because I was meeting with a client and the client prevented me from getting there. My competitor found out from someone on my team, he paid them off, that we were making a deal for this building. He showed up instead of me. He took that meeting. The landlord made the deal with him. And when I called the landlord and I said we were supposed to meet, he said, you didn't show up. This other guy did. I gave him the tour. He agreed on the spot, brought a checkbook, wrote a check for a deposit. We did the deal in the 15 minutes that it took you to get to the building. In business, when you're late, bad things always happen. So that's reason number one. Reason number two, if you're late, it demonstrates a lack of respect for the other person. How does it do that, Dave? Well, I respect your time. So if I tell you we're gonna meet at 4 o'clock and I show up at 4:15, I've completely ignored whatever you had going on after our meeting because our meeting may now extend 15 minutes. I kept you waiting, I frustrated you, I showed a lack of respect for you and for your time. And if you think people don't actually believe that, if you think people don't think that way, just ask them. How do you feel when people are late with you? Oh, Dave, I bring a book to read. Well, you're nuts. I feel disrespected when people are late to a meeting with me. And 90% of the business world feels disrespected when people are late to a meeting with them. The third reason you should fire everyone who's late is because they are unreliable. If someone is late, they don't have the discipline to be someplace on time, they're not gonna have discipline in other aspects of their life. Think of it this way. If you said to this person, your life depends on you being on time, they'd be there on time. But the simple fact that they need to be there on time because they made a commitment doesn't have the same impact for them. So I think you need to be really clear with your expectations and you need to say, when you're late, it shows a lack of discipline and it shows that you're unreliable. And if I can't rely on you, I can't count on you to take care of our clients. And if I can't count on you to take care of our clients, there is no reason for you to be employed here. The fourth reason to fire everyone who's chronically late is because it demonstrates a lack of external orientation. My whole mission in life is to help people become more successful. Now, I get paid for doing that when I provide a direct solution, but I often provide indirect solutions. So for example, I will introduce people to one another so that they can help each other out, and I do that free of charge. So that demonstrates my external orientation. It shows that I care about other people. If I'm late, I'm constantly showing through my actions that I don't care about the person with whom I'm meeting, because if I cared about them, I would have been on time or I would have been 15 minutes early. When you're late, it demonstrates that you don't have an external orientation, and that's disqualifying for being in a relationship-based business. The final reason you need to fire everyone who's chronically late is because it's just flat out irresponsible. We budget our time and we budget our money. And if somebody stood on the street and threw money in the air, you'd fire them immediately. If they took money out of your cash drawer and threw it in the air, if they took money out of your wallet and threw it in the air, if they went to the bank, took money out of the business bank account and threw it in the air, you'd fire them on the spot for being irresponsible. Well, your time is more precious. Your time is more valuable than your money. And if someone is going to be so irresponsible to throw your time away and be late, they need to be fired immediately. These are the most compelling reasons I can give to you for getting rid of people who are chronically late. Now, chronically late again, 3 times over the course of your career, 3 times over the course of your relationship with them. They should be leaving early for meetings with you. They should be leaving early for meetings with clients. Don't cut it close. It's just not worth it. If you're a sales manager, you gotta get rid of everyone who's late right away. If you want more on this subject, I am going to put a video that I did called Never Trust People Who Are Late. I'm gonna put that video right below me right now. It's an older video, but it's highly controversial. It's the most controversial video I have on my YouTube channel. So check it out right now. It's right below me. I'll see you there.